Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anita. How can I assist you?
Yes, my name is Margaret Waters, and I have gotten a statement from my bank, and I see that for some reason or other, y'all have taken out $92 out of my bank account, and I'm just wondering why.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code with the account associated?
78644. My account number is 9400661. And it shows this number on my bank account 4 times. I don't understand if the money was taken out or it wasn't taken out. I don't understand the statement. It's got 0 twice, 9290 one time, 9189 another time. I don't understand it.
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code again, please?
78644.
First and last name?
Margarita Juarez.
What's your shipping address, ma'am?
717 West San Antonio Street, apartment 11, Lockhart, Texas, 78644.
Yes, ma'am. So I do show that you do have our keto accent as well as the cleanser, which are natural dietary supplements that are mainly used to increase the appetite. Do you recall making this purchase on the 25th of January?
Okay, I was supposed to have been charged shipping charges only, one time only, and that was going to be like 13 something, and that was it. That was what I was supposed to have been charged for that. Why is it showing over $90 worth of purchase?
Yes, ma'am. So what we can do is apply a 50% discount to all reoccurring charges.
No. I was only going to get the one-time shipping and handling charges. I did not want it delivered twice or charged again or whatever. I've only got the first two bottles. I do not want any more bottles. I do not want it charged again. I am not going to pay for it. I am going to call the Better Business Bureau, and I am going to talk to them about this. I do not appreciate being scammed like this. This is a scam to me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, unfortunately, it looks like you enrolled yourself in the 14-day free trial, and it started the day that your order was placed.
I told them I did not want anything else. All I was paying was the free product with the shipping and charges only. Only the shipping and shipping handling only for that one time thing. That's what was advertised. That's the way I understood it. And I do not want to be charged, which I was already charged twice. Why am I being charged $91.89 and $92.90? Then I have some overdraft fees, courtesy pay from my bank, which is $48. I can't afford to be having that taken out of my bank account for something stupid like this. To me, it's stupid because and I'm not even sure the 13 something taken out. Unless it's on the other statement that I probably didn't even look. I overlooked it. But anyway, this is from February. This has been taken out twice in February already, which is I don't understand. I do not understand why y'all have taken out two times already in February. That's almost $200 worth. I cannot afford $200 worth of something taken out of my account. I am on a very, very limited income. That is why I took the free trial thing for shipping and handling charges only.
Yes, ma'am, but unfortunately, you did enroll yourself in a 14-day free trial. We can offer you a 30-day hold on your account. Would you like for me to apply that?
I haven't received anything. Why are you charging me?
For the sample products that you paid $14.15 for and shipping and handling only.
And you're charging me $91.89 and $92.90 for that, for those two little bottles that you sent me? You're charging me twice for that? When it's only supposed to be the 14-something for the shipping and handling?
I'm sorry, ma'am. We cannot issue out any refunds at this time. All charges are valid, but I can go ahead and discontinue out the account.
And charge me almost $200 for two little dadgum fucking bottles that are, to me, are not worth anything like that?
Excuse me, ma'am.
I am calling the Better Business Bureau about this.
Would you like for me to speak with the bank on, I'm sorry, with the supervisor on regards of issuing you a refund, ma'am?
They have to issue me a refund for this $91.90 and a $92.90 because I wish you would get $790 a month and see what you would do with that for a month, every month.
Yes, ma'am, and I do live off a fixed income as well. However, I do not go about online shopping, ma'am. It's very unsafe.
Well, I did not realize that y'all were scammers.
No, ma'am, we're not scammers.
Well, then why do y'all take out this much for 1 month, almost $200 on 1 month that I haven't even received?
Because, ma'am, you actually purchased two products. One was for $6.70, and the other was $7.45. So after the 14 days, that is when they charge you the $91.87 and the $92. That is the retail amount for both of those products that you only paid for shipping and handling. If you will have called within the first 14 days.
Why are you charging me for them then if they were only supposed to be shipping and handling?
Because you did not discontinue your 14-day free trial, ma'am.
I did. I put on there no more. I did not want any more. And then I was disconnected. And I tried to get back online with y'all, and nobody would ever come back. They took everything off.
And did you call this number, ma'am?
They took everything off. They just took everything offline. I could not get back on.
Yes, ma'am. So after speaking with the supervisor, I can issue out you a 35% discount or refund credit.
And how much would that be?
So 35% of the $91.89 would be.
How much?
Yes, ma'am. That would be $32.16.
Oh, my God. That's not even enough for me to buy some groceries, and I don't have any groceries. And we've had a freeze here for almost two weeks. I'm without hot water. I have to boil my water. I finally got running water. Finally got the power back on. Sí, sí tengo algo. ¿Quieres saber qué?
Yes, ma'am. So do you want to continue out with the refund rate of 35%, or would you like for me to try to seek out a higher amount?
I need a higher amount. This is $32.16 for $91.89 and $92.90. This is not enough. I mean, this. Oh my God! And then y'all had the decency to put that item on again, and I try to get back in there again and try to talk to somebody, and nobody ever comes online. Nobody ever gets on the phone. Nobody ever nothing, because y'all know what y'all are doing. Scamming people.
So would you like the 50% refund rate, ma'am?
50%?
Of the latest two charges of $91.89 and $92.90.
50% off each of them, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, 50% from each of them would be better than 35.
Okay, just a moment while I apply that. Yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and settle out with the 50% refund rate of both of those products. You should, within the next 3 to 5 days, that does not, however, include weekends, receive that credit back into your account. Also, Jarez Margaret 9@gmail.com was sent a refund email.
Okay, how much? No, I don't want an email. How much would that be all total?
Yes, ma'am. So that total amount will be $92.90. Hello, ma'am. Did you hear me?
$92. I would rather have $100 back.
Well, ma'am, I do apologize. However, unfortunately, this is what you agreed to, ma'am, and that I have no way about rearranging that once the agreement has been settled and I already processed that refund, ma'am.
This is ridiculous. I'm going to put it online somehow or other. I'm going to find a way to put it online for people not to order your product anymore. I sure will. I'm going to put it on Facebook, too. I don't know how many people y'all have scammed on this thing like that, but I have ordered stuff like this on Facebook. I have ordered stuff like this online, and I have never had this problem before. Because I always tell them, cancel me before you try to send it out again. This is the first time, and I'm sorry I'm talking like this. I shouldn't talk like this to you, my sweetie.
It's okay.
I apologize to you. It's not your fault. I'm so sorry.
Yes, ma'am. I understand you. I understand. I do apologize for the inconvenience as well, because I do know that sometimes things can get misworded and or misguided. However, I do hope that you can get that issue resolved. We did go ahead and refund you, and your account is no longer inactive.
Okay. Like I say, and I don't want to cry, so we'll talk to you. I am so sorry, but it's not your fault. But I do not appreciate the way it was done. because I did try to get back to y'all. I did try to get back to the company, cancel my. I do not want it again. I just wanted to try it out. It was just on a try out basis. I haven't even opened the bottles. I wanted to return them. Is there any way I could return them?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, we do not have a return policy due to the safety and health standards. Do you have someone in mind that you think may reconsider using the products or finding much usage in them?
I don't know. I don't talk to hardly anybody here. The only people I have that I talk to are the ones on Facebook, and they're like my sisters, my granddaughters, and my daughter. And none of them have any problems with their weight. I'm the only one.
So did you not want to try it out at all, ma'am? Because you still can try it out. If not, you can either dispose of it if you like.
Well, I don't know anybody that would want to try them. I mean, really, I don't. I wanted to try them, but now I'm just so upset, I don't even know that I want to use them. After it cost me so much heartbreak and money that it's like I said, I'm on a very limited income. I had no water for a while, and then they turned it back on. Now we have to boil it because some of the main big water lanes busted between us and the next town, and we're still boiling water after they got them fixed since last Wednesday, and we're boiling water. I have no running. I have running water, but I have no water. Hot water. The water heater busted. And I'm waiting for a plumber to come and fix it or put me a new water heater. And I haven't been able to take me a good hot shower in 3 days because I cannot pick up the water to put on the stove. I cannot carry water from the stove to the restroom to put it even in a bucket so I can take a hot sponge bath. So I've been sponging myself with my wipes that I have had ordered from my insurance. And I just feel very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. I even wanted to ask my neighbor if I could take a shower, but she left. She's going to visit her granddaughter.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
I didn't realize she was doing that until a while ago. She came and she says, I'm just going to tell you I'm going to be gone for 3 or 4 days. Oh, okay, that's fine. And she's the only one that I talk to. And she's a little old lady. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, thank you, sweet. What is your name?
Anita.
Anita. Oh, how sweet.
Thank you so much for contacting customer service, though, ma'am. You enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
You too, and God bless you, sweet.
Same to you, ma'am. Enjoy.